Last time on Mystery D8.
May any chance this adventure takes us close to Lord Baltho's castle?
I think there's some preparations to be done still before attacking Lord Baltho's castle.
Yeah, so where do we have to go? Where's this forest?
You've got to go to the Bargraviek Forest.
Sorry? Gesundheit.
Come to me, monkeys!
The monkeys do come to you.
Yes!
And
friends.
And they, most of them are like getting all up in your face and distracting you while another steals your crossbow and runs off with it.
Hey! Come to me, monkeys!
The monkeys do come to you.
Yes!
And
friends.
And they, most of them are like getting all up in your face and distracting you while another steals your crossbow and runs off with it.
Hey!
So one of these old ladies tells Gretchen a hilarious joke.
Tasha's hideous laughter.
Oh no.
I'm gonna reach into Gretchen's pocket and take the rune and push it.
Guys, I lost my crossbow. Klaenos is gonna be so pissed.
You had a crossbow?
Yeah, I just got it from Klaenos.
And that goddamn
the monkeys
katana.
Took it. Oh fuck. My
When you wake up with cups of stew,
mm-hmm.
and he coughs it.
I got it.
You got it for this time? Okay.
I'll give him 5 gold.
Is that what it was?
He seems pleased.
Alright, great.
Dang, you guys, we got rocked.
Yeah, that's
I lost my sword.
Well, yeah. Maybe you can detect that sword and find your way back there.
Yeah, I think I recently became aware of a spell that I can use to do that.
That's...
So maybe we can give that a try.
Yeah, do you want to see if they might have anything in the local shops that might aid us?
Yeah, for sure.
Do we want to maybe, I don't know, if we know where those old people are, maybe we try to sneak up on them, try to knock a couple out before the fight really starts?
I like that idea.
Yeah.
But what's in these shops? What kind of shops do they have around?
It's just really basic weapons, so spears.
No, I'm not looking for weaponry.
Bows,
I'm not looking
daggers.
For weaponry. Do they have like I don't know, they live in a rainforest, they have any kind of crazy apothecary or something like that?
They don't.
Hmm.
See, I don't think they're going into the rainforest to get the shit.
See, this is all you can expect from these goddamn goblins.
I mean, it seems reasonable they would want to go in the forest. That sucked.
Yeah, well, yeah. Alright. Well, if you want to detect the sword, maybe Farron and I can creep up on there. I mean, Gretchen, no offense, you're not so great at it. And
I'm terrible at sneaking. No
yeah.
offense taken.
And then maybe we can deal something with that.
Muck asks you why you came back so soon.
Oh, we were killed by a bunch of old women.
Oh, were you dealing with the Barovian witches?
Is that the only type of old woman
would that
witch
would
in
that
the
impress
forest?
You?
Because...
Well, no, I know that there's a coven of Barovian witches, and they are much mightier than they initially appear.
They like
yeah,
the poison.
And they do like the poison. I've heard stories about combat with them before. I might be able to give you a little bit of advice.
Sure. We'll take it.
Yeah, that'd be helpful.
He coughs into his hand again.
Yeah, you coming down with something there, bud? You should be careful.
I give him five gold.
Cool. He tells you that they're what you would consider a glass trebuchet of sorts, which is a slang that you guys would know, is like they can deal a lot of damage, but they can't take very much. Like, they're easy to hit, they don't have that much fortitude, but they can really pack a punch when they need to.
So his advice is that we should hit them?
Well, he's making sure that you know that they're low AC, low HP, high damage creatures.
Yeah.
And, like, there are tactics you could use appropriately for that type of creature.
Yeah, so thanks. That's super helpful. We'll be sure to hit them. That's great.
I should have thought of that before.
Yeah. You should have.
Well,
I think
when
you had
rolled
some trouble,
a 1, a 2,
yeah.
and a 1.
I know, I had some bullshit rolls real hard.
Yeah.
Maybe if you would have even just rolled a 3, that still would have been a hit because their AC is 10, for instance.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yikes.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you wanna find that sword? I mean, now
I do.
It's personal.
Super personal. I gotta find that bad boy because it's cool. I don't even know what's cool about it yet.
Well, that thing got cut in half, right? Can I do an is it too late to do an arcana check on like how weird it was that thing like sliced in half, like super cool?
No, I think it's appropriate to do it now if you like.
All right. That's an 18.
That's insufficient.
All right. I don't know, but it is cool.
But that, yeah. That was for everyone playing an intelligence roll that someone, you know, didn't roll high enough on.
Okay. I mean, can I roll?
Don't be so subtle.
To think
yeah.
about it, too?
Yeah.
Is it an intelligence roll?
It's an arcana check.
Arcana check? Okay. Don't worry, guys. I know what's up.
Sam, would you consider it a magic device?
That's a 9, but I do have that cool book that lets there me roll a change of failure to success on an intelligence-based roll.
Well, never mind.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you the mechanics, and you're going to tell me the story.
I have to tell you another story?
Yeah, every time you do this, you have to tell me the story.
All stories are going to be around this guy named James and his adventures.
But counteroffer, can they please not? Because I got to tell you, our listeners are not a big fan of James.
Okay, so there's gonna be a girl named
James.
Jamma.
Okay, great.
Aunt Jemima.
So this sword, it's something of a double-edged sword, if you will.
I will.
Because it has a pro and a con. I would say the pro outweighs the con. If you deal damage with this weapon, such that it's not a kill, but if it had done double damage, it would be a kill, then it does double damage.
Oh, dang.
So, you know, if something's got 18 HP left and you deal 10, that's a kill.
Wow.
Dang.
But the negative is, when you get a kill with this thing, it does that slicey thing that we discussed before. So, you don't know that they're dead until the beginning of their turn. That's when they die.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, it's like I hit it and maybe she was already dead, but then I hit her again.
Right.
And, like, wasted my second attack.
Or, like, I waste my turn depending on the order.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that did not happen.
Interesting.
In this case, but that's like the drawback. So then it might be worth, if you like think you can do the math right, attacking two different ones, hoping that you've killed them both. But maybe you've killed neither.
Like attack two weak enemies.
These things have pretty low HP and things you're fighting, so I think that's definitely a strat to employ.
Yeah. So it's like, so if I hit one and I kill it with that pro you talked about, it doesn't actually die until the beginning of its turn. Is that what you just said, basically?
Regardless of how you kill it.
Oh my wamo shinderu.
It does that slicey thing.
Okay.
Japanese for you don't even know that you're dead.
And so you don't even necessarily need to document all of this, because it's all on me to like know who's dead and who's like dead but still standing and how much.
Well, I want to document it so I like know what it is.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Assuming I can find it again.
Give us the story.
Right.
Oh, man.
If you want, we can wait until you find the sword for you to tell us the story.
Oh, yeah, but this is why the sword's so important to me, you guys. Yeah, let's do that. Then I can have some time to noodle on it.
Yeah, I thought you might appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right.
Let's get back out there and do it.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to use my spell, locate object, very aptly names. Well, it does say describe or name an object that is familiar to you, and then I can sense the direction of its location as long as it's within 1,000 feet. Is it within 1,000 feet?
Yeah, I mean,
he said he would give it to us. Why do you ask these questions?
I'd say probably as the crow flies, like you're gonna walk way more than 1,000 feet, but the spell isn't walking.
Okay, wait, this is confusing to me.
Why?
Okay, sense of directing the object's location as long as it's within 1,000 feet of you. If the object is in motion, you know the direction of its movement. The spell can also locate a specific object known to you as long as you've seen it up close within 30 feet at least once.
So you've used this thing. This is definitely familiar enough to you that you could locate it.
I can just locate it. That doesn't seem to have any kind of...
Don't question it.
What? It's this way. I'm not, like, I don't... We can be kind of nebulous with cardinal directions here, but you definitely know what direction it's in and that it's not moving.
Okay.
Well, let's get to it. Let's get to it.
Yeah, follow me, and I go in the direction.
Okay.
I try to be quiet.
Hey, let's stop, like, I don't know, like 500 feet out, maybe, and you can do, or no, that's half the distance.
That's so many, yeah. So many feet.
Maybe like...
Stop, like 100 feet out, so maybe Farron and I can creep up on them.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, so after walking for a while, kind of with a little bit of a brain compass, you come across an area that looks very familiar to you. You're probably closer than 100 feet.
Do I see Gimbal's blood on the ground?
Probably not. Well, he probably didn't bleed at all, because all he took was poison damage.
That's right. He just puked a little bit.
It's gross.
You can definitely see the clearing where you had this fight from where you...
Okay.
And so can we can see the bird ladies and they don't see us, presumably?
I don't think that they were bird ladies, but
I don't know why I said bird ladies. Yeah, they're like old magic British women. Yeah.
Are you picturing, like, the crickety noses of, like, witches? That so it's kind of like a bird nose?
Yeah.
The teacher from it. Jimmy Neutron?
I'm just picturing Dee from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It's a giant bird.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But, so there are seven of them. We can see them. They can't see us, presumably?
Correct.
Okay, I'd like the first thing I'd like to do, so I'm going to powwow with Gimble here quietly. It's like, I think I'm going to cast Sleep at the third level, because that's like 9d8, and I think I could at least get two of them just asleep right away.
Okay. I mean, I can also cast Sleep at the first level, which is 5d8.
Right. So, I mean, do you think you could get, like, probably like one of them, right? Like, at least one?
Yeah, or I could just, like, shoot one.
I don't know. It might be nice to sort of just, like, because you don't even have to concentrate on Sleep. They're just out. Like, once they drop, they're just out.
Hey, I'm going to leave the tactics to you, big guy.
So it might be nice to, if we put him to sleep, let's see, what's the range on this guy?
90 feet.
90 feet.
How many are left total? It's like seven or eight?
Seven.
Seven?
Okay. And it's a 20-foot radius. How many could I get in a 20-foot radius?
You could get all of them. They're pretty clumped up right now.
All right, so I think I'm going to do that, and then a gimbal. I don't know if you want to just, like, shoot one of the ones that's, like, awake or whatever.
Well, with that ringing endorsement, yeah, I guess that's what I'm going to do.
Or you can cast Sleep, like, but, like, and then I think it would like to just, like, make a sign to Gretchen that once I cast Sleep to, like, come up by where we're at.
Okay, so
I'm going to actually go online to do this 9d8, so I'm not
just... So if I choose to attack instead of cast Sleep...
You get a sneak attack, right?
Right, that's what I was asking, right, Sam? I get a sneak attack.
Yes.
Okay.
And you would have advantage on your...
Right. On your... I think Woo-hoo! I'm probably going to do that instead of casting Sleep.
Well, I think you guys would be tactical... Well, I don't know. Do you want Sleep to hit first or the air to hit first? I think you can time it either way.
Let's... I mean, we could do... I guess the arrow, I think, is fine.
Does it change advantage, disadvantage, depending on which one hits first?
No, I think you'd be able to time it such that they're still surprised when your arrow hits.
Okay.
So, I think your arrow with sneak is probably going to get a kill if you hit.
Right,
so, me too. I would say just go for it.
Okay, that's what I was planning on doing.
All right, pick a number 1 through 7 to indicate which of these you're shooting.
Lucky number 7, baby.
Okay.
Alright, so I gotta give... What's my attack bonus these days? Oh, it's a 6. 19 and... Okay, so 25.
That hits.
What do I get here? 1d8. 13 damage.
And did you...
And was that with or without fire?
Oh, that was without... I'm gonna add the fire, yeah. Let me see if that... let me see if it breaks. It does not break.
Cool.
You get it.
So 15. So 13 piercing damage and 2 fire damage.
She squawks as she falls.
Nice.
She's a bird lady.
Felling her.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast Sleep then at the third level, so that's 9d8 on the remaining, I guess, 6.
Yep.
Ooh, third level.
So let me get this rolling. So that's 48.
Okay. Let me do the math on these. 3 of them fall asleep.
So we have nice. 3 that are awake, and Gretchen presumably moved up to us.
I think now we'll at that point you roll initiative.
Okay, great.
Do you guys want to hear the story about the sword, or should I do that later?
I don't think you've gotten to the sword.
Yeah, it's not yet. In your grasp yet.
I just remembered a story about it, so I was pretty jazzed to tell it.
I would love to hear about it, but let's kill these old women first.
Yes.
So the three that are... I critted the initiative, so they're going first.
Mm-hmm. But...
And they're kind of doing the math here and realizing they need a Hail Mary to win it. So each of them is going to cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter on one of you. So everybody give me Wisdom saves.
Can I protect against that, or is that only for melees?
It's only for attack rolls, not for Wisdom, or okay. Not for saving throws.
What's up advantage on Wisdom and Intelligence, Wisdom, and Charisma saving throws against magic?
Nice.
Yeah.
This is a wisdom saving?
Yes.
18, ah, 17.
18, baby.
13.
The DC was 12. So everyone shakes it off.
Oh. Nice I kind of go, ha! But that's like my own laugh.
I look nervous.
That's not, that's not a magic laugh.
It's not a hideous laugh. It's a very good feminine laugh.
And next is Farron.
Right on. Okay, so we are, did you say 90 feet away from these guys?
No, you're more like 60 feet away from these guys.
All right. How far away am I from Gretchen?
She's 20 feet behind you.
All right, so I'm going to run up 10 feet and just...
Oh, wait, hold on. Actually, let me make sure that I could have done that with Tasha's Hideous Laughter.
Okay.
Oh, no, that range is 30 feet. Fuck.
Yeah.
We'll say they're 30 feet away from you and 50 feet away from her.
Okay. I thought I was clumped up with them.
She did run up to them. Yeah.
Nah, I don't know.
Oh, wait. They're 30. The three of them are clumped. The three of you are clumped. You're 30 feet away from each other.
Okay. Meet the clumps, you know?
So I'm going to say, somebody please follow me in after this. And then I'm going to run up and get into melee range of these. Actually, you know, I'm going to get, here's what I'll do. Is I'm going to get, let me look up my this spell. So I'm going to cast Shatter, which is a 10-foot radius, and I think I can get all three of them, right? So why don't you do a con save, and I'll see how close I get while I'm looking this up. The DC is going to be 16.
The highest I rolled was a 13.
Right on. All right, so that's 3d8 thunder damage. Is going to be 11 thunder damage for each of them.
Woo!
And then, let me see what happens here. Alright, that's fine. Yeah, they don't move or anything. So, yeah, they're just going to take 3d8. Oh, that had a range of 60 feet, so I actually, I didn't have to move up there at all. But you know what? I'll move up to them anyway, just to keep them from moving around.
I guess it's a magical slumber. I was thinking maybe the extremely loud noise would wake up the sleeping ones, but...
Nah.
It says you need to use your action to shake or slap the sleeper awake, so I think that probably a very loud noise wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Nope.
Also, you guys would get very mad at me.
Yes.
Yep.
Next up is Gretchen.
Okay, I move up to my boy, Farron.
Yep.
So I'm over there. And then...
Yay.
Am I within melee range now, or no?
Of all three of them, yes.
Yes? All three of... Is there three left? Six left.
There's three awake, three asleep.
Okay, I'm gonna attack one of the awake ones with my hammer. Do I see my sword? Is it within grasp?
It's like... 30 feet off to the side.
Okay, so I'm not going to try to grab this one. Okay, hammer. That is a 20, not natural.
Yep.
That hits, right? And then I'm going to do some damage. That is 8 bludgeoning damage.
She is bonked, but not bonked fatally.
All right. She gets round 2 then. That is 21.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to hit her. And that is 9 damage.
Now describe this kill.
Fatal bomb.
Yeah, I think it's just like classic, like I just wing on her real hard, like in the gut with the hammer, and she goes flying off to the side. Maybe hits a tree.
Cool.
Yeah, hits a tree sounds good.
4.
They're very small creatures, so I think you would be able to do that.
I'm very large.
Next up is Gimbal.
Come on up here.
Okay, fine. I'll run up in there and stab one of them in the guts with me old rapier. But before I stab them in the guts, I would like to shout some abuse, like something like, I'm going to stab you in the guts, you old twice-divorced-looking wrinkly old bag.
Got him.
Okay.
Because I have that insulting ring that I still don't know what it does yet.
Oh, yeah. You definitely feel the ring being on.
Okay. And then it's a 17.
Yes, that hits.
Natural 20, and I get my sneak attack because of...
Wait, 17 and a natural 20? What?
Oh, no, I don't know why I rolled that. That's not what I meant to do. 17.
You wasted it. You wasted it. Roll your damage.
Wait, but... Because I run up there because I have advantage.
What?
Why'd you have advantage?
Because I don't have advantage. Sneak attack? I'm thinking about my sneak attack. I'm sorry. So, 17. Yes, 17. I'm
17
sorry.
Hits, yeah. And then you have sneak attack damage.
I'm sorry.
It's cool.
I was thinking about myself.
Can you apologize one more time, then I'll finally forgive you.
Sam, I'm so sorry.
From the bottom of my heart.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I thought you were going to say go fuck yourself. Well, no, I feel so bad.
So sweet. Sam, why are you being such a bad friend
today?
Sam,
you're a monster. This is like when you're mean to Mary every other week.
A total of 10 piercing damage.
Really?
Yeah. I rolled...
On D8 plus 2D6 plus whatever?
4, 3D6. 2, 1, and whatever the other number is.
Yeah, it sucks when you roll low.
You have 4
rolls.
And you added your damage bonus to that, too?
Oh, no, I didn't do that.
Okay, there we go. Like 13, then?
13, yeah.
Okay, cool. He had 11 HP left, and I was like, pretty sure this was a kill, but he's trying to talk his way out of it. Yeah, describe that bit.
So, I did say I was going to stab her in the guts. So, I'm like, I take the classic fencer's move, and then rapid fire, bunch of pokes in the guts.
And she goes, ah, my withered womb.
Yeah, right. That's exactly
it's
what
been empty for so long.
A bunch of right, dust there's, comes there's out.
Just, yeah, a puff of dust.
This makes me uncomfortable.
A bunch of bats fly out of the holes.
I'm barren, and Laura Ingalls Wilde is living in there.
So, Mary, it makes you uncomfortable that we're talking about womb stabbing, but you were all about all that dick trauma.
No, it wasn't the womb stabbing. It was the, like, dry, dusty womb that was empty. I was like, aw, poor woman.
She's had a long life. You know, she had her chance to pop out a couple kids.
So does anything happen because I killed somebody with that ring being activated?
Nope.
God. What do I have to do, Samuel?
You should study that thing on a long rest is what you should do.
Or you could ask your friend that could just tell you for free once a day to tell you for free once a day.
Oh, you gotta ask her tomorrow, though, because she's currently occupied.
I will. All booked up, so to speak.
Let me write that down in my notes.
That's right, I forgot I could just answer these questions for you. I'm going to fail, and then I can figure it out.
Can I do an arcana check to see if I can figure it out?
Yeah.
All right. I'll see if I can do this for you.
It's gonna be a very high DC, though, because he's not even close.
Okay. 9? Does a 9 do it?
Nah.
What's your definition of high?
Does a 9 do it?
Yeah, a 9.
All right. Well, anyway, she's dead. There's one more person left awake.
And she's going to... What else? Oh, I already used all my second level slots. I was going to use invisibility.
Eat a dick.
I forgot the
But instead, I need to eat a dick.
Classic.
I guess just a good old-fashioned ray of sickness at Gretchen.
Does she still have poison resistance?
No, because it's the next day.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Has a 23 taste.
Wait, subtract 8 from that. Hold on, that's a D8 from that. Hold on a second. I'm using my reaction. It's a 19 now.
Oh, that's a miss.
Woo! Woo!
You were just mean enough to bounce it off of her shield, I guess?
Yeah, it was just whooping.
That takes us back to Farron.
Nice. All right, so I'm going to try to stab this aged woman, this Helen Mirren-esque lovely old woman. No, Helen Mirren's beautiful, and I'm imagining this is, like, beautiful Helen Mirren.
He has said before, I think on the podcast...
I would fuck Helen Mirren, for sure. Like,
and be afraid of her at the same time.
Well, she's the queen. She's the queen of England in any movie. If you need a queen of England, it's Helen Mirren, whether it's Elizabeth or Victoria or
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Would you fuck the actual Queen of England?
No.
Oh.
No, because I'd probably get assassinated or something.
No, dude, she's all dried up in there. It's like fucking a balloon.
But Helen Mirren isn't?
Helen Mirren looks like she's got just like... I don't even want to say the sentence I'm going to say, so I'm just going to say it. I feel like Helen Mirren it can still roll with it.
Okay.
Like, you get her horizontal, and she's still doing work.
She knows how to do the bone dance? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. She's experienced. Like, Helen Mirren... probably invented some sexual moves that we just take for granted now, you know.
And
good chat.
Scene.
So you're gonna stab her.
I'll try.
She's a very beautiful woman.
Yeah. So that is a 23.
That's it.
All right. And so that's gonna be 6 piercing damage.
She remains.
I did my best.
That takes us to Gretchen.
All right. I'm gonna, I guess, pound Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
Hey, don't we all want to do that?
Hey. I did it.
She's just one of the guys.
Hey! Okay. That's a 20. Not natural. Nice. But that's going to hit.
Hits.
Yeah, okay. Oh, it's only 6 damage.
Sufficient. Describe your kill.
Oh!
Vulture. You're vulturing my kills.
I guess I more gently kind of hit her, but she still just kind of like goes, and like kind of crumbles.
Yeah, she started with 21 HP, and then shatter hit. She took 11 damage from shatter by Farron, 6 damage getting stabbed by Farron, and then the last 4 she got clonked out of her.
Yeah. I picture her kind of just, like, crumbling. Like, you know when you're playing Mario and then there's, like, those little dry bones guys, those little, like, bone Koopas, and if you hit them, they kind
of
just crumble into a bone pile?
Those dry bones.
Yeah.
Don't give me that idea. She would come right back in, like, 30 seconds.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, okay, good idea.
That's not how this one works.
So, all the awake ones are dead. Can we just summarily execute the sleeping ones?
We really should.
Let's not roll that, because it's a bummer.
Okay. I'm gonna go pick up my sword while you guys take care of that.
Yeah. Good thing. So we're gonna stab, and we're good to just stab these sleeping ones?
Yeah.
And right, I would like to, can I search the battlefield for my arrows that I expended?
Yeah, go for it. I think it was just
inside that one.
Well, you know, I don't know if I think if you shoot someone with a flaming arrow and don't get it soon enough, it's just burnt up.
Okay, can I get one back since I fired two?
When did you shoot the other one?
Today.
In this engagement.
Didn't you only shoot the one flaming arrow?
I shot a flaming arrow at the grease puddle and a flaming arrow in the sneak attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you shot two flaming arrows.
Yeah, so can I get one back? Because I feel like that was like 18 seconds ago. You think that's...
Oh, yeah, you're right. I think 18 seconds. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. So I get my bardic...
Don't forget to blow it
I
out.
Get my bardic inspiration back because I'm murdering with the rapier. This sleeping old woman.
Yeah, you can get up to three back.
I go... I only need one. I only used one today. So yeah, feel free to get your kills in. And I go, ugh. Like stabbing a sleeping old woman.
I'm actually gonna slit the other two's throat with the dagger that bears my own name.
Ugh.
Cool. The Gimbozler.
Yeah. The Gamboozler. And can we search them, see if they have anything on them?
I'm gonna like some old dried up titties or like what are we doing? I feel like we're really taking advantage. Like we're just patting down
these, I don't know why these dead old ladies. Zach really wants me to just quit the podcast.
Yeah. Can I harvest some witch's ears while we're at it?
Yikes.
No, I don't actually want to do that. That's messed up. But I do want to search their bodies.
They have matching staves.
And a tattoo on their lower back staff. That implies they used to party. It's a spring break 50 years ago.
Mundane daggers.
Okay, so I'm good.
I'm okay, too.
Hey, Gretchen, you got that sword back?
I do.
Excellent. Hey, you said you had a story to tell about it.
I was hoping you guys would forget.
This is the timing works out great here. Let's hear this story and we'll fade to black.
Should I tell it in my Mary voice or my Gretchen voice?
I'll leave that up to you.
Okay. What was I gonna do for this? Do you remember James from the last story I told you guys?
How could I forget?
So later.
Yes.
Yeah. So like he was actually a really cool guy. So at one point, you know, when he had his giant, really big horse that he made with that horn.
Yep.
That we like talked about last time.
Yeah.
He like rode his giant horse to a new town on top of a mountain.
And what there was that a town famous called? Black.
It was called Mountain View, California. And then so he was up in the mountains. And he met this blacksmith that lived on the mountain. And the blacksmith, you guys, had made this sword that was so sharp that you didn't realize you'd been killed by it until like way after you'd actually been killed by it.
Huh.
That's what happened
with those
witches.
What was this cool blacksmith's name?
Will Blacksmith.
His name was Jonathan Cratchit.
Jonathan Cratchit.
Jacob Jingleheimer Blacksmith.
And he had this sword, and then James was like, that's a really cool sword. I'll trade my giant horse for that sword. And Jonathan Cratchit was like, hell yeah. And so now James had the sword, but now I have it.
Wow. Interesting.
Because I found it in that cave.
So did James take it to that cave we were in, to the volcano we were in?
Well, that's a story for another time.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm on the edge of my seat. Edge of my seat.
Super convenient.
You're not actually going to cut any of that, are you? It's going to be a mess.
The flop sweat. You can actually hear it.
Because that the mermaid story was extremely meandering.
I had a whole plot and I forgot what it was when I was telling it.
I think I am going to leave this part in, though, just to let the listener be like, what mermaid story?
That's for the bonus DVD that comes out in like 20 years when we're super famous.
I don't know. You talk a big game about cutting things, and then I feel like they almost always end up in the actual.
Yeah, remember when we talked about Hulk Hogan's sex tape for a very long time
on the podcast?
And you were like, I'm definitely going to cut this. And I was totally in there.
How dare you cut 3/4 of our content?
Well, really, it always comes back to when I listen to it while I'm editing it. Do I think that it's funny enough to leave in, even though it's gross and distracting? In the case of the Hulk Hogan sex tape, yes, absolutely. It's funny enough to leave in.
And Zach's like weird obsession with Helen Mirren's going to just stay, I think.
It's not weird. Oh, totally. She's beautiful.
She's
Helen
beautiful.
Mirren sponsors this podcast, by the way.
Anywhoozle.
So, do you guys want to continue adventuring in the forest, or should we save that for the next time we're together?
Let's roll one more, and then just see what it is, and we can make a call.
All right, that's fair.
Mary, I think it's your turn to roll, right?
Yeah, I'll do one, but can I really quick like look into the trees and see if I see any of those monkeys?
No, you do not.
Mm-hmm.
You're not very close to where you were.
I feel bad. I lost the thing. Okay, I'm going to roll a percentile, right? Like a 100?
Yep.
Okay, so that's 93.
Ooh, Mr. Moneybags.
Whoop, whoop. A minus, baby.
You see an old friend between two trees.
Who'd that be?
Is James?
A it's a pony with a chest sitting on it.
No!
Guys, we've got this.
It gives you an intense feeling of dread.
How far away is it?
It's 60 feet away.
Ah.
Alright, well, who wants to go? Because I can't.
I do. Okay, now well. I remember that I have advantage on these goddamn things.
Oh, that's hilarious. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Do you want to go, like, mage hand it like you did back in the cave?
Well, unfortunately, I can't quite do it from that this distance, but I feel braver now, so I'm going to just try to walk towards it.
That's
so
growth.
I'm glad you feel braver.
That's some quality character growth.
What do you mean by growth?
Well, obviously not physically.
Okay. How's 13?
It is insane.
Ah. That's an advantage?
I rolled a 10 and then a 13, and my modifier is 0.
All right. Well.
I say, are you afraid?
Oh, my God. Oh, God, I thought I could do it, but I can't. And I guess I start weeping into my hands.
You big baby.
Okay, I'm going to try Gimbal.
Hey, Gretchen. Gretchen,
you guys.
I just, what? You're so much braver than Gimbal that I have full confidence you're going to be able to touch this rectangle. And good. That's going to be some inspiration for you. So you're going to add a D8 to your roll.
Ooh, D8 now?
Yep, that's a level 5 thing.
Big baller.
I like that. Okay, yeah, I'm going to approach the podium.
You can try. Roll, give me a wisdom saving throw.
All right. And I get to add a D8 to it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's already, I mean, should I just do it anyway?
Yeah.
I got a pretty good,
you should
no,
do
I'll
it
do it.
Anyway.
It lasts 10 minutes in game time. If you're pretty confident that we're going to be doing it again in 10 minutes, you can save it.
I got an 18 without it, so.
Ooh, well.
You go, just go baller. I have a bunch more of these. It's really not a big deal.
Okay, I'm going to use it. 22.
Yeah, the DC was 20, so that was...
Oh, nice.
You shake off your fear and approach the chest.
I want to, like, pat Gimbal on the shoulder as I go by. I'm like, it's okay, I got this.
Oh, God. Oh, how do you do it?
So I go, I try to open the chest?
Yes. Inside
Oh, it's open. Good, okay.
A trap. There's a huge explosion.
Nuts!
You take...
Gosh, dang it. That wasn't expected.
26 fire damage.
Whackity smackity doo.
Okay, I wanna make my shield be fire resistant now.
Is there anything else in there? Or did the whole thing blow up?
Yeah, it's gone now.
Shit.
Well, that was cool.
I was so brave.
Do you want me to heal you a little bit?
No, wait.
Honestly, I feel a little better about not being able to get up to that podium.
Yeah, it was actually terrible.
You gotta start checking those things for traps.
I know, that was very foolish of me. I think I'm just gonna use a little cure wounds on myself. Yeah. And I'm gonna do... Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Okay, so it's 1d8 plus spellcasting ability modifier. I forgot to do this, sorry. Okay, so that's 8, so that's pretty. That's okay, I guess. Not the best. Alright, rad.
Cool.
Fun. Well, that sucked.
You guys wanna go again?
Are you looking to hop off, Samuel? You seem antsy.
No, it's really, the only thing is, if it's a combat encounter, we're either going to have to say, okay, we'll do the combat later, we're going to have to cut it in the middle, or we're going to run long.
Well.
Combat encounters take a while. Like,
right.
You fought one group of things, and it's half of this.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do it again in case it's like another shorty.
Yeah,
Tyler, do you want to roll?
I'm fine rolling until we hit a long encounter and then just pausing it.
Yeah, Tyler, do you want to roll this one? Or roll the last one?
Sure. Where is that young D10?
That'd be good if we roll and it's like, suddenly there's a dragon! That'd be good drop for, like, the next episode.
Yeah, it's chuck that thing 500 gold and keep moving.
Where's my gosh dang dice?
Do you want me to do it while you're looking, or do you
need to have them? You should do it.
Okay. 41.
Can I just do another casual cure wounds on myself real quick? Okay.
While you're trudging.
Okay, that's another 8. Or that's the only first level spell I had prepared, so I might as well just use some spell slots for that.
So, you aren't quite sure when it happened, but it was at some point during your trudging. You know, you're ducking under branches, you're getting hit in the face with leaves, you're walking at times in grass up to your hips. Sometime in there, you contracted? I don't know if contracted is the term. your body's discovered some mites.
Yikes.
And you can feel them crawling all over your body. It's very distracting. So, now I'm going to need you guys to play honest and keep track. Every fifth time you roll a d20, you are distracted and have disadvantage.
Oof.
Can I cast Speak with Animals to talk to the mites?
These things are too dumb.
Aww.
They're practically automatons.
What is it? Every fifth d20, we're distracted and don't do it? Or?
And you have disadvantage.
Oh, God.
All right. Tyler, do you have your d10s? Okay.
That sucks.
I do. That is... Oh, okay, no. I thought I just rolled a 41 again, but it's a 47.
47.
Question, are you assuming we're looking out for that herb thing every time we, move through the forest?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, because I want to make sure what you know that we're looking for.
I was actually upset at the same thought.
Yeah. You are kind of wandering aimlessly, because you don't have any idea where it is, but it's not like you're wandering without purpose.
Yes.
Okay.
You find a creature, which is... It's a porcupine quill creature, built like a grizzly bear, with claws and fangs like scimitars. Its forelegs are mangled and scabbed, and its eyes shine with hatred and anticipation.
So it's friendly, is what you're saying.
Thanks everyone for listening to Mystery D8. Follow us on Twitter @mystery_D8, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.